And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of July, 2007. It's the 100th birthday of one of the writers who helped invent modern science fiction, Robert Heinlein, born in Butler, Missouri, 1907, wrote more than 50 novels and collections of short stories over a span of 40-some years. He said of his childhood, "Once I found out about reading, I was all in favor of it." He loved dime novels, loved the work of Edgar Rice Burroughs, H.G. Wells, Jules Verne. He was an officer in the Navy, discharged because he'd caught TB, left him too weak to work a regular job, and then he saw an ad in a pulp fiction magazine offering a $50 prize for the best story by an unpublished author. So he sat down, and in 4 days he'd written a story called Lifeline about a machine that can predict a person's death. But he thought it was too good for an amateur contest, so he sent it to a magazine, Astounding Science Fiction, and they accepted it. At the time, most science fiction stories were full of gimmicks and imaginary machines that had no relationship to science, and Heinlein was one of the first to look at the world as it was and try to imagine how it might actually look in the future, and try to make sure that all the imaginary technology in his stories could really work. He wrote about things like atomic bombs and cloning and gay marriage years before they were realities, and he was one of the first writers to imagine how space travel could actually be accomplished. Best known for his novel Stranger in a Strange Land, 1961, about a boy who's born during the first manned mission to Mars, raised by Martians, and then returns to Earth to become a preacher. It's the birthday of the novelist Jill McCorkle, born in Lumberton, North Carolina, 1958, wrote her first novel, The Cheerleader, and then her second, July 7th, that came out in the same year, 1984. Short story collection, Creatures of Habit, came out a few years ago. The first story, Billy Goats, begins, "We used to all come outside when the streetlights came on and prowl the neighborhood in a pack, a herd of kids on banana seat bikes and mini bikes. The grown-ups looked so silly, framed in their living room and kitchen windows. They complained about their days and sighed deep sighs of depression and loss. They talked about how spoiled and lucky children were these days. We will never be that way, we said. We will never say those things." And it's the birthday of the historian David McCullough, born in Pittsburgh, 1933, started out as a reporter for Sports Illustrated magazine, wrote his first book about the Johnstown flood of 1889, his next about the Brooklyn Bridge, and then his big breakthrough, a biography of Harry Truman. He worked 10 years on it, came out in 1992, one of the biggest best-selling biographies ever. Here's a poem for today by Mae Swenson, entitled How to Be Old. It is easy to be young. Everybody is at first. It is not easy to be old. It takes time. Youth is given. Age is achieved. One must work a magic to mix with time in order to become old. Youth is given. One must put it away like a doll in a closet. Take it out and play with it only on holidays. One must have many dresses and dress the doll impeccably, but not to show the doll, to keep it hidden. It is necessary to adore the doll, to remember it in the dark on the ordinary days, and every day congratulate one's aging face in the mirror. In time, one will be very old. In time, one's life will be accomplished. And in time, the doll, like new, though ancient, may be found. How to Be Old by Mae Swenson, from Women, New and Selected Poems, used by permission of the literary estate of Mae Swenson here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.